B-Pod Studios.
It's the Get Up Crew. It's Hot 96.9. Everybody was going crazy yesterday because they saw Drake had a birthday party and they saw the menu for it. And apparently there was a typo in the menu where it said the mac and cheese had raisins in it. And people couldn't handle that. And because they have literally nothing else that they could, like, make fun of Drake for, they're like, damn, he's better looking than me. He's more successful than me. He makes way more money than me. He's more popular than me. He gets better girls than me. He wins in every way. What can I make for? Oh, there's a typo on his menu. So clearly it's his fault. But the typo said that there was raisins in mac and cheese.
Yes.
We were talking about that earlier. Melissa was like, I got to be honest. I'm willing to try that.
See, this is why I don't do potlucks.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't sound terrible to me.
No.
And, you know, we are asking for people to post their crazy food combinations on our Facebook page. And people have been coming up with some crazy stuff. So, you know, I figured, why not? Let's give it a try.
I mean, last week, you know, the Pebbles tried the ice cream sub sandwich.
That's right.
It's a different. There's a difference. This is a classic standard mac and cheese. You're trying to add some BS to it.
Yeah.
No. The other thing's a new thing. It's like, I mean, come on. You don't mess with certain things.
Do you know what I put in my mac and cheese?
I don't want to know.
No, she told me earlier, Pebbles, this is gross. Like, she's weird. Gotta tell her.
I put...
This is weird. And then she was trying to convince me to put this ingredient in a bunch of other stuff. Yes. And I'm like, Melissa, what is wrong with you?
I believe Italians do this. I mean, I'm Italian, but so Italians put, I don't even know if it's Italian thing, actually, sugar in their marinara sauce to make it a little sweet. And I don't know if it's to suck up the oil or something. I don't know. Regardless.
I think it's to balance the acidity.
Thank you. So I put sugar in my marinara sauce, but then, you know, I like to have Splenda instead of sugar. So I put Splenda in my mac and cheese. I don't put a lot. I put like half a packet just to make it a little sweet.
And you're living up to all the stereotypes right now.
I am.
Are you sure you're not a frat boy that smokes a lot of weed in your body, in someone else's body?
Kind of. I do live that lifestyle.
Yeah, so you're mixing in right now the raisins and the mac and
cheese.
They're
all in it, everyone.
No wonder your mother don't want you to bring nothing to Thanksgiving.
Yes,
she really doesn't. I made deviled eggs one time, and they ended up on the bottom of my car. I dropped them all over the car.
Probably
she was like,
the best thing that happened to that. Probably the best thing that happened to your family.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. See, mac and cheese is one of those things where you look at it on the menu, and you don't need to see anything else because you're like, all right, I know no one's going to mess with it. But if you're actually going to add something to it, is raisins something good? Let's see here.
I can't even look.
She's having it. Do you know my daughters went through a phase because Melissa's having Kraft mac and cheese.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Where they were always like, I want you to bring me to Burger King and get me mac and cheese. And I was trying to explain to them that the Burger King had
mac and cheese?
Yeah, but it was the Kraft mac and cheese. It was the same thing. And I was trying to explain that to them. And I would make it at home. And even though it tasted exactly the same and looked exactly the same, they made me drive them to Burger King and spend money for mac and cheese. And I was like... Mm-hmm. No, not a... I'm like, this is the stupidest thing.
But I get it.
I'm like, this is the same freaking mac and cheese.
I'm going to tell you why I like this. Because I told you I like to put a little sugar in my mac and cheese.
Yes.
So the raisins have their own natural sugar in it. So it's making it a little sweet. So it's I kind of like that, the little sweet to the mac and cheese. Mm. So I like it. I'm not saying... Now you're asking me if I would add this to my mac and cheese all the time.
Yeah.
Probably not. But it's kind of like the same reason I like cranberries in my chicken salad. It adds a little bit of a soft, chewy crunch.
I get that.
And it's got like sweet.
It adds something sweet to it.
Because when you do chicken salad or tuna, like there are things you can be creative.
Yeah.
Mac cheese.
Yeah. This is like the great British baking show. What else do you think about it? Yeah. What do you give it on?
It's not bad. The reason why I was thinking that this might not be bad is because, you know, raisins always go in something, right?
Yes.
You don't typically see people walking down the street with a box of raisins and, like, eating them as a snack. Raisins are always in
something.
Go
for some raisins right now.
Oatmeal cookies.
Right. Unless you're eating chocolate-covered raisins like at the movie theater.
Right.
Other than that, you're not seeing people pop just raisins alone as they're walking down the street. So I figured, you know, raisins in mac and cheese would be okay. It's not bad.
Yes, well, how many Ric Flairs do you give it on a scale of 1 to 5? Okay. She's really thinking about
three.
It. You're giving it 3 Ric Flairs?
Yeah. Average.
All right. Well, let's give it 1, 2. Hades and some mac and cheese gets three Ric Flairs.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.